This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
Six.
When the clock struck six, it meant one thing.
I'm one of the greatest broadcasters on planet Earth.
And I know that's hearsay here. It's
not hearsay, it's not hearsay. Heresy.
Now, from the ESPN New York news desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Hey, hi everyone, how are you? I'd like to start off by saying good evening to Michael.
Water recedes. You know that, Michael, right?
So does hair. So quick on my feet.
Good evening to Don.
Sesame Street's phasing Big Bird out.
And
what kind of info you getting on the show?
Good evening to Michael again.
Tug of war that I have with myself all the time over the scene.
Excuse me?
You heard me.
You heard him.
I just want to thank Andrew for the kind of teammate that he is.
How so?
During the break, he just pulled me aside virtually and said, I just want you to know you were on fire in that last segment and every joke landed in this room. Because a lot of times I make jokes and I think they land. Michael doesn't laugh because they're at his expense. Don doesn't laugh because he thinks Michael could have him fired at any moment. And we just sit there in silence to some moments that were just fantastic. And, Andrew, I appreciate you being there for me.
What exactly did you like so much, Andrew? I'm not quite certain that what was good that I missed.
So, well, sadly, two of them were at your expense, like Peter said.
Of course, yeah.
The Big Head Freak Show joke really, it landed with me.
It really hit hard. It was perfect 10.
Thank you very much.
The one about Jody must be blind, the way just his delivery, his setup, the way he got into it, it was just very well delivered. And then I'm sorry, but Melusis and Chang was just a thing of brilliance.
Thank you, man. Michael laughed a little bit the second time I said it got there, but thank you, Andrew. I work really hard and it's nice to know it's appreciated. That,
well, let me tell you what, Peter, let me break this to you. You're not performing for us. You're performing for the people that are listening on the radio. If they laugh, that's all that matters.
I need an audience. I can't hear them. Sometimes it's nice. I admit it. I'm a bit of a validation freak. Okay?
But you have told us over and over that you don't particularly like live shows because we play to the audience. So
that is true.
What is it? What do you want?
You know, well, I think we're the barometer, right? If we
that's
laugh,
right.
Then there's a chance the audience laughed.
And
if
I do
you're
feel...
doing an HBO special in front of 200 people, right?
Right.
Right.
You want to know the 200 people in the audience are laughing.
Thank you.
To give you an indication of the millions of people watching on television are laughing.
Right, and so. I only have the two of you.
Yeah, but, you know, Abbott and Costello, Abbott wasn't trying to make Costello laugh and vice versa.
Oh, sure there. Well, that's a different kind of show. But, you know, like when...
That segment was a one-man show to Peter.
I didn't intend it to be that.
No, way. I'm making fun. I'm just saying that you were telling jokes. We weren't helping you with the jokes. We weren't the straight men. It was just you were...
No.
We were the props.
No one's ever accused you of that. All right, let's go to the New York
Did
Jets.
That one land good too, Andrew?
It was no Melusis Chang, but I chuckled at it.
If this was like Rick and Morty now, we'd see a whole episode of Melusis and Chang. It would be fantastic. Jameson Crowder has tested positive for COVID-19, according to reports. It's believed to just be an isolated case, but Crowder will now go on the COVID list with just a week, just a little bit more than a week before the Jets match up with the Panthers. Crowder will now be up in the air. Now, guys, Don, you're the expert here. Is Crowder the number one on this team?
Well, I think going in, but there's so many other guys that I think they're high on that I wouldn't be surprised if he surpassed. Like, I think Mims could pass him. But right now, when you look at the back of the football card, it would be him.
It would be Crowder, right? Yeah. Not by a ton, but by a couple hundred yards.
But I think I would think the Jets and Saleh are hoping that that's not the case by the end of the season.
They really like Davis. Davis has the speed. Yeah. He's probably on the outside. You know, Crowder's in the slot.
It's going to be interesting to see whether they get him back, too, because that is certainly someone who I'm guessing you'd really want to have for your rookie quarterback in week one.
Well, if he has no symptoms, I guess he can jump right back in. But if he's sick, we've seen sometimes there's a little lull when you come back. So I guess.
So if he feels good over the weekend and next week he gets multiple negative tests, he'd be good?
I got to look at the protocols again. I don't know if he's got to sit out 10 days.
I don't think you have to sit out 10 days anymore. But I could be wrong. Who am I?
I think it has something to do also with if he was vaccinated.
That plays in too?
I think it does. I'm just talking out of my pie hole.
I suppose it would make sense.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Rest in peace to David Patton, the three-time Super Bowl Patriots champion.
Former Giant, too.
And former Giant. He died at 47 years old. He was a wide receiver. Like I said, just 47. He was killed in a motorcycle crash on Thursday outside of Columbia, South Carolina. Robert Kraft gave a statement. "I'm heartbroken by the news of David's passing. He was a devout Christian who followed his passion following his football career and founded his own ministry. Played on 5 teams over his 12-year career, best known for his 4 seasons with the Patriots, 2001 to 2004. He caught the only offensive touchdown for the Patriots during their first Super Bowl win against the Rams. Eight-yard pass from Brady for a 14-3 lead at halftime. That first half... he actually had one of the great, speaking of first halves, one of the great first halves of all time. On October 21st in 2001, he had a 29-yard rushing TD, a 91-yard receiving TD, and a 60-yard passing TD to Troy Brown, all coming in the first half of one game. At the time, it was only one of only 2 games since the merger. The other one happening... in 1979 when Walter Payton did it, and then later it happened with LaDainian Tomlinson in 2005, the run, throw, and pass for a touchdown, or the receive, run, and pass for a touchdown. So rest in peace to David Patton. Really, really sad stuff.
Typical Patriot receiver, right?
Yeah, like, you know, someone who's fundamentally sound, capable of good play. But if they never had played for the Patriots, you don't know how much you would know about them. You know, if sometimes those Patriot receivers, even the good ones, I'm not saying you wouldn't know about them, but I feel like if they existed on a small market team or a team that just wasn't focused on, they'd be a real sort of inside football kind of player. But when they're on the Patriots, they have real moments like he did. Multiple Super Bowls. Really sad story there. Let's see, the Dodgers, Trevor Bauer has had his administrative leave extended yet again. That's the 8th time it's been extended for an additional week. It now runs through September 10th.
The only thing that's troubling about, I mean, there's a lot of things troubling about this story, but he's getting paid. He's getting $40 million. If he, in fact, did these things, the fact that he's getting paid is really disheartening.
Yeah, but what do you? I guess that the
I know, but you almost feel like if he's guilty and gets punished, you know, with jail time, almost should have to give that money back.
Well, I don't know how you do that, but I it's awkward because I guess are they not finding anything? Are they still gathering information?
Well, there's actually a case going on.
Yeah, so I guess it could be exonerated, and then it would be. Hey, well, too bad he couldn't play. At least he got paid.
Right.
But if it turns out that he did all these things, then, yeah, I don't know what you do about it. But I don't think you can have him pitch. And the Dodgers have been good. They've caught the Giants, flat-footed tie with the Giants. They play this weekend. It's the latest in the season the Giants and Dodgers have been tied for first place since 1997. So they've survived very well without him.
Well, they went out and got Scherzer.
Well, that helped.
Who's better?
I think so.
I do, too.
Well, guys, if you were excited for the De La Hoya-Belfort fight on September 11th, I have bad news. De La Hoya will not face the former UFC champion. He announced from a hospital bed that he has tested positive for COVID-19.
That's a little scary because, according to him, he's vaccinated. Now he's in the hospital. Now, that is very rare to have a breakthrough case actually send you to the hospital.
Well, like you said, he said he's vaccinated.
Right.
But did he get both shots? Did he?
Let me say this carefully without insinuating the wrong thing. If anyone saw De La Hoya's last appearance on television when he was talking and doing commentary during the Triller fight.
Right.
It didn't necessarily seem like he's taking the best care of himself physically.
Gotcha.
But he's getting ready for a fight, no?
Now he was getting ready for a fight. And he is a young man. And you would think that even Oscar De La Hoya not taking care of himself is still in better shape than most Americans. Anyways, this is what you love about these wacky fights. This makes a lot of sense. De La Hoya is being replaced by who?
Holyfield.
Evander Holyfield. You know, in the prime of their careers, Holyfield was only 60 pounds heavier than De La Hoya.
I was going to say.
But he will step in.
Just because you get older doesn't mean you change weight classes like that.
I mean, De La Hoya does appear to have changed weight classes, but...
But not that much.
Not that much. So the fight will go on, but without Oscar De La Hoya, who had recently said that he wanted this fight to be the beginning of, like, a real path to return to glory and eventually have a fight with Canelo. So, who, of course, is his, you know, former protege. I guess that is not in the cards. Guys, I am going to the U.S. Open on Sunday. Are you excited for me?
You obviously got free tickets.
You know what? I really resent that.
But it's accurate.
It is.
Because you wouldn't go, and they're probably really good tickets. So who'd you schnur?
My good friends at Heineken are going to have us in the Heineken suite, of course.
Of course they are.
You think he's going to be sitting with the commoners?
First of all, this is like maybe my fourth, fifth time at the U.S. Open. I always sit with the quote-unquote commoners. And on multiple occasions, I've paid for those tickets myself with hard-earned cash.
I don't buy it for a second.
Swear to you.
Don't swear.
I swear.
Don't lie.
By the way, we were talking earlier off the air, Don, Andrew, and I, about Michael's F-word rule.
Right.
You know what's really insane about it? Like, it's obviously now just this thing that he has.
Right.
It's like almost like a stubborn little kid thing that he's just holding on to.
Exactly.
Mike, Don, correct me if I'm wrong. Aren't there moments when he uses the first initial for the word and just doesn't say the word?
Oh, he mouths it. He gives the finger. He's done everything but say
it. It's a joke.
It is a joke.
It's an absolute joke.
He's just being that
It's
guy.
A joke. Come on, man. Talk about you skirt. Talk about Captain Literal Man. I don't use the F word. Oh, you don't? No. I just use the first initial for it. I use the symbol for it. I write that plus another letter next to it that means the same thing.
Why are you so fascinated with me? Why don't you just back off? Live your own life.
Your show.
And it's your shows, too.
But why can't we be obsessed with you? It's the Michael Kay Show.
I don't know why you're obsessed with me.
We must be. Everyone else is obsessed with you around here.
You're
we
gotta
be obsessed
interesting
with you.
Cat.
I am interesting, I'll tell you that.
Have you gone on throughout the summer of Kay to eat any more interesting foods?
No.
Because your performance, let's be honest, at the beach bash was less than stellar.
I ate what you put in front of me.
Yeah, but come on.
You had one bite. It was, I don't want to say the word pathetic, but.
Summer of cake.
And that spinach and artichoke dip. Oh, and I'm not a
I
fan of either
it.
Of those two things by themselves, but they did a wonderful job with it. Wonderful.
Wonderful.
I love the way you said I love the sincere
said
joy.
Said the bird.
Excuse me?
And then, of course, the low-carb beer.
Yeah, I'm crazy. Give me a light beer, pal.
Fly, Eagles, fly!
Again, I got to tell you guys, I love you both, okay? You got to stop obsessing over me. Just move on.
Can you play the clip of Don when he does the Donovan McNabb joke? Because that was the low light. That was the real moment.
That was
moment.
A terrible joke, too.
It was when, that
why
was
it
things,
terrible?
It was, that was just when things crashed completely. Here you go.
What's your favorite snack to have?
Whatever Donovan McNabb ate when he threw up in the Super Bowl.
It's like a combination of Stewie and I was just.
Yeah, there's definitely
I
Stewie.
I wanted to spin it as me making fun of the Eagles. So if you wanted to tell me that it doesn't count for the bet, I'm with you. I can understand that.
Peter, the problem, too, with the McNabb one in particular, your setup was so clear for him to go in a different direction, and he missed it. I'm not saying what he did was wrong
did
or
you
bad.
Know,
I had
back
material.
Now,
I wanted to use it all.
So, but you do you know, looking back now, where I wanted you to go?
Yes.
Michael,
but I'm happy where I went.
All you had to say was, I want a heaping pile of horse poop.
See,
that's all
why you're up. Goes into Eagle season tickets.
That's why you're upset with it, because I didn't play along with you, because you wanted to get involved. It was a Don moment. I didn't.
I thought
game.
I was helping you up for a, as we would say in wrestling,
people
a cheap
liked
pop.
It. Hurley was doubled over in laughter.
Nah,
people
were
responding to it.
He was throwing up at that point. That wasn't laughter.
I'm so jacked up right now. I need to eat this horse poop.
Now, was this Michael?
It wasn't funny, but like disturbing.
Yeah, we were worried. We talked off air. We were worried about you.
Don't talk off air. Talk on air. Talk to me.
No, it was a moment. You
Andrew,
know?
I'm not going to hurt my feelings. What were your thoughts?
No, I thought it was funny. It was very weird.
Yeah.
But it was still funny.
I was going for weird.
It was just such an interesting.
There's a lot of pathetic things that happen in the world that at first blush are kind of humorous, but then you realize the seriousness of what's happening.
But
they're not that funny.
By the same token, sometimes it's the exact opposite. The first time you see it, you go, this is weird and bad.
Right.
And then as time goes on, you start to kind of chuckle at the brilliant insanity.
Okay, when did the beach bash take place? 2 weeks ago?
Yes.
Yep.
Hasn't kicked in yet.
You got to give it time.
Not
today, brother!
Yeah, people not today did. It hasn't.
Everything's got to be prim and proper with you. I don't care.
He's a wild man.
You know, I'll go for the cheap humor.
The saddest part of the whole thing.
You know what, though, Peter? He'll go for the cheap humor. I wanted to do a jello shot off his belly, but he won't do that. He'll do what he did, but not that.
I stand in lockstep with Don about that, so please don't try to bring me over.
What was the worst part of it? You said something was about the eagle? Michael interrupted you, Peter.
Oh, the worst part of the money you spent on the Jalen Hurts jersey. I can't believe.
It was a great gift for Andrew, who works harder than all of us.
Yeah, but Andrew would have to eat Chris Carlin and Dave Rothenberg to wear that thing.
No, he's already talked about it. You go to a cold weather game, you can wear it over the sweatshirt.
Ooh.
He's already got it figured out.
It's not fair.
Right, Andrew? You got it figured out.
Yeah, any game post-November, sweatshirt, jacket, jersey on top of both.
On top, that's a great look, Andrew. I can't wait. I'd like you to post that, please.
Will do.
Now, by the way, I'm considering, Andrew, for you and your boys' trips where you guys like to go and share the bed. And
look, I'll
that
get
is
behind
what we,
anything.
That is what we call them, too, our boys' trips.
You don't? True? What do you call it?
It's ERT. It's usually ERT and then whatever the year is. So this will be ERT 21.
What does ERT mean?
Eagles Road Trip.
Yeah.
I like to call it spooning for 3 days.
S-F-T-D. Have you guys ever done Lambo?
Yes.
Yes,
it was our favorite one.
So Ballard and I are considering a trip for Washington, Green Bay, October 24th. What are your thoughts?
Ballard.
Definitely do it. We went to a Wisconsin Badger game on Saturday and then went to Lambo on Sunday. Both were amazing.
Don, can you imagine spending 3 days with Ballard? I mean, how colossally boring that's going to be.
I got to believe in certain circumstances off the air, he's a gem.
Well,
we caught him on
I'm
a
glad you added
moment.
Off the air. Oh, yeah, that was a real bad moment.
No, it was.
No, it was.
There
we
go.
Now, listen. Everyone should know. Andrew and I analyzed. We didn't know how it would go. Andrew said, what do you think? I said, I truly don't know what he'll be like on air. In real life, he's a very entertaining, funny, charismatic guy.
Didn't carry over, did it?
It did not.
He oversaw it.
He overthought it. And then when you said to him, when I think the real low point was when he said, you don't always have to have an opinion. And then you said, on radio, you do. I think that was. By the way, speaking of which, on this day in 1970, Vince Lombardi died at the age of 57 of cancer. Of course, he was the GOAT. He led the Packers to 5 NFL championships and wins in the first 2 Super Bowls. And on this day in 2007, the Mets, Pedro.
Today, two.
Pedro Martinez became the 15th pitcher to strike out 3,000 batters. That'll do it for ENN on this Friday, September 3rd.
All right, so Don's best friend in the world is going to do the show on Labor Day. And then we're back on Tuesday, and the show has moved to 3 and back to ending at 7. A lot of people are celebrating it on Twitter, Peter, because they said this means that ENN could again be Zofty. Yeah.
That is a real upside, but then we got to have phoning it in with Carlin at 6:50.
Shut up, fatty. Time to move on.
Phoning in with Carlin is good.
I love that segment.
All right, so everybody enjoy your Labor Day weekend or at Yankee Stadium, Labor Day weekend.
Oh, and happy Shana Tova to all the Jews.
Yes, that too. And we'll be back at 3 o'clock on Tuesday. Have a great Labor Day weekend. Everybody stay safe. And in the words of Billy Joel, life is a series of hellos and goodbyes. I'm afraid it's time for goodbye again. See ya.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN.